I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We begin today in Ukraine, where Russian forces hold control of occupied territories. Pastor Michaela Britson, a partner with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says many unregistered congregations are under fire. They have to register, requiring 30 Russian passports so that authorities can monitor sermons for dissent. Ilya and his wife Katerina led a church in occupied Berjansk.
In 2024, he was twice arrested. He was tortured. And the third arrest, it could be the end.
The ministry helped him flee to Europe. Britson's church in Melitopol was turned into a club.
Russians cut off cross. They painted it in brown and put some picture there.
Persecution echoes the Soviet era as many believers meet quietly in small groups to pray for Ukraine. And whether at home or abroad, washing laundry or transporting medical supplies, Christians are called to trust and obey God. Annabelle and Ryan Coher have experienced this through their work with Mission Aviation Fellowship. Now, Ryan is the primary missionary. But Annabelle's role at home is also missional and requires the same trust and obedience.
Hearing their stories, and I remember my part in the kitchen, washing dishes, changing the dirty diapers, hanging the laundry on the line, those things allow for Ryan to be able to fly the planes, which allows for the Bible translator missionaries to be here, which allows for the Bible to go out and the gospel to be shared and for people's hearts to be changed and come to know Christ.
Learn more about trusting God on the mission field as a whole family at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.